from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Patriots are going to have to be historically disciplined to give Drake May a full redshirt year, and this is part of where I think Atlanta's at a little bit of an advantage with the way they're set up, where there's going to be no pressure for them to play Michael Penix because Kirk Cousins is there. What generally happens in these situations is you have like a bridge guy, which is what Jacoby Brissett is, and then you get 6, 8, 10 games in, and it's clear to everybody, including the locker room, that the rookie probably gives you the best chance in the short term.
It's an interesting point by Albert Breer. Are the Patriots going to have the discipline to keep Drake May bench? I don't think either.
No, and I think they won't for a number of reasons, because there are so many people involved in this decision, and there's also still the guy at the very top that can make any decision that he wants. Talking about Robert Kraft and even Jonathan Kraft, like those guys, if they say enough is enough, if they hear the crowd booing the offense for multiple weeks.
But part of the discipline is them, right? Part of the discipline is ownership, not just football ops. Yeah.
And so I would say no. I would say they drafted Drake May 3.
Same.
That was the most excitement around this team since Tom Brady's last game. I mean, I guess you could go back and maybe there was a moment in time where Mac Jones' rookie year in 2021.
Oh, when they were like record. 7-3
right,
or something like that.
So maybe I take it back. Maybe
how about when Zappe came in against the Bears and lit it up for like a half?
That was thrilling.
That was brief, but that was a nice moment.
That was a nice moment. But in the back of your mind, my mind, everybody's mind, it was like, this is nice for now. Like Bailey, you know what I mean?
I think in the back of my mind, I was like, it's the next Brady.
Okay. Well, never mind. I'll speak for myself then. That's what I should stick to doing.
I was like, wait a minute.
You're like, this guy?
They've done it again.
Dude did throw for like 6,000 yards in a season it was.
Oh, yeah.
So he knows what he's doing, the Zapster. But I mean, I think they're not going to. And you can look at the history of the NFL. There have been a lot of bad teams. There's been a lot of first-round pick quarterbacks. Those guys play. Especially that combination.
Yeah.
You get picked high because the team was bad the year before, and then they're not going to just trot out a bad quarterback or a journeyman or whoever the replacement starter is all year. I mean, Kirk Cousins sitting or playing in front of Michael Penix, okay, that's sort of a unique one for this draft class. You look back at the last several, or you can go back as far as you want. Take 20 years of it. What top five picks sat all year with a journeyman in front of him and the team losing games every week?
Yeah, top five didn't happen. We left it out of that clip there, but when I was listening to it live, I didn't think it was super pertinent, but he mentioned Locker. Locker was a high pick that sat, I don't know, it was behind a journeyman.
Jake Locker.
But that was the Christian Ponder, Cam Newton, that draft.
That was a rough draft.
It was like four quarterbacks went high. Newton was great.
Yep.
The other guys stunk. But Hoyer sat. I'm sorry, not Hoyer. Locker rather
sat behind Matt Hasselbeck.
It's not a journeyman anyways.
Hasselbeck, not terrible. And so that was what, the 2011 Tennessee Titans who went 9-7.
I don't remember Matt Hasselbeck in Tennessee.
I guess so.
But so people are like, Jordan Love sat. Well, yeah, he was the 25th pick or whatever.
Also,
that's a lot different than three, and he was behind Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think this Patriots team is going to go 9-7?
No, of course
not. Or
10-7?
So Tennessee was actually a decent enough team. You know, did they make the playoffs? No, I don't think so. But still, they were 9-7, so they were in the mix.
But Locker, by the way, is another one to back pocket for me. I had forgotten about him. Locker, Lance,
he sucked.
Johnny Football, those are guys who sat,
but
they
also
were managed and didn't work out.
He did play in five games, and he threw four touchdowns, so wasn't
so
like just
more
kneel downs. He didn't start.
Okay.
But he actually played. He didn't have a full red shirt, as it were.
So he eventually got in there. So maybe that's why I missed him in my research. So bad reference by you there, Bert.
No, but I think I hear it. I say, all right, that's a pretty good one, but it's also a 9-win team. So, like, they didn't get off to an 0-5 start. Well, they actually got off to a 3-2 start. And then, like, they were above 500. Like, that's, I don't know, it's not a bad team.
You have his page in front of you? Where,
Walker?
Where was he drafted? Top 10?
Yeah, he was a super high pick. He was the 8th pick.
Okay, so that to me is more comparable to Drake May than Jordan Love.
Yeah, but Jordan Love also went to a wagon of a team with a Hall of Fame quarterback.
But here's what I'm saying. If you're taking a guy at 25, that's a lot different than taking a guy in the top 10. There's going to be more pressure on the guy in the top 10, regardless of how your team's doing.
Yeah.
And I do get what you're saying. A better team isn't going to have the urgency. If you're winning games, you don't need to do the transition. Case in point, what are you rooting for with the Patriots? But for all we hear about Jordan Love, and even Mahomes to a degree, they move way up to go get him at 10. But that was a good team that would have been drafting in the 20s if they didn't move
playoff
up.
Team.
Like, there's a little less urgency to go to those guys. Real quick, one text at 37937. Because this is the kind of show that I think will address this question. And we'll really get to the bottom of it, Keith. It's a good question for Jones and Keith here on WEEI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are the Patriots going to be the team in fantasy this year that you're always streaming your defense against?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're looking to stream defense.
Carolina. New England.
You want to stream
the Giants.
I hate to say it. Broncos.
No.
Yes.
Bo Nix. You're going to dare stream against Bo Nix? Do it at your own peril,
sir. I will. So, are the Patriots going to be the team that you're streaming defenses against?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're damn right.
Absolutely.
Damn right. Now,
except in my league where we got rid of defense and kickers. But
you
in a
did?
League where
Oh, wow.
I was very against it.
Yeah, that is not really fantasy football anymore now, is it?
Keith, despite the lineup change here, change to me is I am not a fan of change
that's
typically.
Wild.
I was very against it. No double flex, no defense, no kicker. It's great.
No kicker, no defense.
That's living
Jeez,
right there.
That's a whole different game. What do you guys call it? There's going to be another name for it. That's not fantasy football.
That's living. But if we had defenses, I would be a week ahead looking at who the Patriots were playing and pouncing on that defense.
I was going to say, even when Drake May eventually gets in there, you'd probably do it. But certainly now, there's no running threat. There's going to be, they're not going to score
gonna
a lot of points.
You're going to get 18 sacks a game because Brissett takes a million of them and the Patriots offensive line can't protect.
Good for at least a turnover a game.
They're going to score 10 points a week.
Pick six, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Is the Bengals defense owned in your league? Go get them.
Grab them.
That's what I would say.
Scoop them up.
So what are you rooting for here now that it's Jacoby Brissett? Are you rooting for the Patriots to win week one? Are you rooting for Brissett to throw two picks and go to Drake May? Are you rooting for Brissett to keep it afloat for a month? Like, what are you actually rooting for now that we know who the starting quarterback is? 617-779-7937. And Keith asked the question earlier. We'll add this as well. Is there anything Drake May could do to win that job in the offseason? We both feel like, no, there was nothing he could have done. Jeff is in the car. Get us started today, Jeff.
Hey, guys, congratulations on your show. Off to a great start.
Thank you.
So just want to make sure I'm hearing this right. So one of the arguments is that the offensive line is so bad that they don't want to get Drake May hurt. Is that correct?
That is one we hear often, yes.
Not from Jones or I, but we have heard that plenty of times.
Yes.
Okay, so how would you feel if you were Jacoby Brissett and you wake up in the morning and you think, wow, they don't want to get that guy destroyed, but they're willing to throw me out there like fresh meat?
Correct.
That didn't make any sense, because then if you get Brissett hurt, and he's already been hurt once, what are you going to do? Hold Drake May back and put Joe Milton in because he can take the shots? Like, it's just the argument doesn't hold any water.
No, it doesn't. That's been my thought all along, is if that's what you're so afraid of, is the offensive line is so bad, what do you give Jacoby Brissett? A game? A quarter? Three games?
How many series has he played? Four in the preseason? Did he go 2-1-1? Is that right?
Or is it 1-2-1?
Something like that. I think he's played four series. He already got hurt. So, like, you expect him to survive week one?
I don't. And also, they didn't go against starters most of those games.
Bingo. No, any of the – they haven't gone against starters, I don't think. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's – then what? And we talked about they got rid of Bailey Zappe, and the reason why I thought that was even significant was, all right, so if Brissett does go down, like, you're going with Drake May, a guy that you wouldn't put out there. But now you'll go to him due to injury, and maybe one of the main reasons why he's out there to begin with is because you think he's going to get hurt.
Right.
And then, so you're anticipating the quarterback getting hurt, but he's the next man up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you have any interest in a veteran quarterback? Tannehill is a name that's been brought. Phil Perry has brought this name up a bunch. There's a connection with, is it Van Pelt or Wolf? I forget which, but there's a connection to Tannehill. Would you be a fan of something like that?
No, I personally wouldn't be. Like, I want Drake May to play, but if they don't, then yes. Like, you should try to find a guy that's as good, or maybe, who knows, maybe you're a little bit better than Brissett. If that's your plan, execute that plan to the best of your ability. And not, oh my God, how could we see this coming? Jacoby Brissett's hurt in the third quarter. Now it's Drake May the rest of the time, and the offensive line can't line up properly, and they can't block anybody.
I did like the conspiracy theory we got on the text line the other day, a Keyspiracy.
Yes.
That said something along the lines of, we know Brissett's going to get hurt, May's going to get rushed in there, and now it's hands off. Like, we didn't want him. That wasn't our plan. We didn't want him in there. Brissett got hurt. But the counterpoint would be exactly what we just talked about. Well, yeah. Then why didn't you have a veteran behind Brissett on your depth chart? Our buddy Jonathan is in Randolph. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. You were just touching on quarterbacks that sat. I mean, how could you forget when Johnny Unitas sat in 1956? Because that's totally relevant to today's NFL.
But, Jonathan, I feel like I know what you're referencing here, and you do hear this a lot from the people who go back, oh, all the greatest quarterbacks sat. Well, yeah, most of them were at bare minimum 15, 20 years ago. Never mind shoehorning in Staubach and Johnny U. Yeah, exactly.
But I think we all remember those days. But with Jacoby Brissett starting, okay, so I'm willing to accept that because I have no choice. But the best thing for Drake May going forward, or one of them anyway, is for the Patriots to have as much draft capital next year to be able to draft something to support him, whether it's tackle, receiver, I don't care. And that requires Jacoby Brissett losing. And also, if they lose on those Jacoby Brissett games and have a worse record, maybe, just maybe, I know it's a big assumption, maybe Kraft will spend some money in free agency next year, so it's kind of a win-win to help Drake May next year if he won't start for a while now. Better to lose now.
So you're
and
full
I don't
on,
know if that makes me a bad fan.
You're full-on rooting for, I don't think it makes you a bad
no,
fan.
No,
you're full-on
no.
rooting for a tank.
That's how you choose to do it, and I think
Like for instance, let's say the Patriots they're not going to play May before the bye week, which means
they're
he'll play
the
like four
latest bye week of the year,
right? But I'm saying but let's say that's their plan. Now.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm rooting for them to lose every game before the bye week. I'm rooting for them to lose every single game
Get
before the bye
top
week.
Three pick
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter would be my guy. See him last night.
Oh, I saw.
I mean, he played a 1AA team, but he looked good. He looked real good. He's fast.
Better than looking bad against a 1AA team.
No, I love Travis Hunter. I would take him in a hot second, but. Yeah, I mean, in many ways, it's all about 2025 for the Patriots, and everybody out there, every fan has their own way of, like, how is that team in the best place to begin 2025? Some people feel like it's sit Drake May for the whole year, try to get the team better around him. Me, you, and a lot of other people think, play Drake May, see what you got in the guy, give him a chance, even if it's a bad year for him. All right, he's got a whole year of NFL experience under his belt for when we think maybe the team could start to turn around next year. But, yeah, I mean, most people, almost all people, actually, I think are resigned to the fact that it's about 2025 at this point.
Look, it's easy for me. If Brissett's in there, I'm rooting against the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for them to lose. I'm rooting for interceptions. If May's in there, I'll root for him. I'll root for him every single week.
Yeah.
But the Patriots are the ones making this call. I'm with Jonathan. All right, you chose Brissett. I don't get a say in that.
Yeah.
So now I'm rooting against you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.